Welcome to Spirit Dance Tracking Podcasts, episode 3. I did a little poll this week on Spirit Dance Tracking Facebook page, and I asked, would you like to talk about articles and indications, which are the bread and butter of tracking, by the way, or would you like to talk about the non-veg turn? And people voted for the non-veg turn. I'm working on both all the time. And yesterday in my training, since that was the choice, I tried to come up with little tracks and designs in one small area that showed ways of introducing your dog to a non-veg turn on a formal track. Now, I actually use the word formal track on purpose here because your dog does non-veg turns all the time. And they're done because your dog is always following scent. Dogs are nose-oriented, and scent is available on sidewalks, parking lots, driveways, neighborhoods, back lanes, schoolyards. Whenever you're walking your dog, if your dog is picking up on different scents as you're walking, if you turn around a building corner or follow a parking lot back to your car, your dog is in the scent and figuring out where to go. They're very direction-oriented, and their brains tell them, here's the scent we're following. Oh, we've made a turn, and we're still following that scent. Or, I smell my car up there, and I remember leaving my car and going one way. So now that I'm returning to my car, I understand that I'm following the scent back to it, and a big scent pool there. So dogs know about tracking. What we want to do is harness this for our purposes for testing. Have you ever been out of town with your dogs and stayed at a hotel and had to go outside to take your dogs to go to the washroom? If you're like me, sometimes you take one out and then bring them back into the room and put them in a crate and then take the next one out. The second one to go out follows exactly where his buddy went. He goes down a sidewalk, around a corner, pulls you across the street, turns at a curb. Your dog is tracking. So my purpose of saying all of this is that tracking on hard surfaces and non-veg turns are not a mystery. And they're not hard to your dog. But for us, they seem like obstacles when we get into more advanced tracking and urban tracking. Because we are not scent-focused, we're vision-focused. We want to also come up with straighter lines and more focus on our dogs so that they stick with a particular scent from the beginning or the start flag right to the end. And we want body language that tells us, from our dog, that tells us, I'm on the track and it turns here. And we want them to stop at an article. There are a lot of different things you can do. I've got advanced dog, started dog, and a beginner's dog. And yesterday I did tracks with each of them to show steps in transitioning from veg to non-veg. With my beginner's dog, I actually let him naturally follow where his new best friend, the love of his life, Micah, walked. And I treated it as a formal training track with all of our routines, and I did leave a little bit of food down for him, but he was not very interested in the food. He just wanted to see where Micah went, just like the dog going around a hotel room, a hotel building. So off he went, and he made a beautiful turn. He got to his first article, which meant nothing to him, but I stopped him for a break because it's good for them to realize we love articles and they mean a stop and a pause and a rest break and a treat. And then I carried on down some gravel and around a roadway following a curb, and he just trotted along as if he was one of my most advanced dogs in tracking. It was beautiful to watch. And I actually did post that little video without all of these details on my Facebook page. It was tons of fun, and it shows you what you can do with young beginner dogs just to motivate them and to see what they can really do. And following the curb and going downhill creates scent flow and lets scent pool along the curbs so that you are getting those nice straight lines and building a sense of kinetics. And then, of course, because you're following your dog, you are teaching your dog that when he's on the scent, you're going to trail along behind him. He can work independently ahead of you. And when he makes a turn, you have to handle that line properly to be right in behind to create those body cues that you're following your dog that build that confidence for the forward flow we want. So all of that happened on Finn's fun little puppy track that to me show the building of foundations for his future career. So he'll have confidence and give me good body language when he's way up there doing some master tracking, let's hope. For Micah, my started dog, again, it was the hardest track of the day to have Micah focus and do those turns. And Micah has been doing a lot of hard surface work. But because yesterday I wanted to do short stations, I wasn't really letting her get into the flow of a big, long first leg followed by a lot of turns. I was actually trying to do little short drills around fences, around curbs, and on parking lots using stairs for momentum. And all of that will be on the blog for the clients only. And the tough thing about it was I was treating each one as an independent station for Micah to work through, to demonstrate ways of teaching hard surface for the purposes of training for everybody today. So she was a bit of a demo dog. But it did highlight to me that one of the things that we need to do to get a nice hard surface turn is we need to let our dogs get into flow and be good on the primary track on veg first. I know there are a lot of theories out there about hard surface, but one of the things I have on my checklist for a good non-veg turn is, does your dog have a good start? Does your dog follow the track faithfully in the footsteps? And does your dog have a beautiful on rails veg turn that you can count on with all of the body language you need and commitment to the next leg? If they do, then you should be able to harness that to introduce non-veg turns as well. If your dog does not have those foundations, they are not ready to start learning non-veg work in any systematic method. Doing it naturally, like following a sidewalk or like what I did with Finn, can still happen to show them that they can do it and just let them have sort of, I call it a non-veg holiday, away from some of the stricter methods that we use on non-veg when we're building our foundations. So it can be fun for them and a little bit of an adrenaline rush for their nose, their hardwired brains to follow scent, just to follow turns around fences and do turns around curb walls like I did with Finn and posted on my public page. But to get into systematic hard surface training, you have to have all of your veg foundations in place and your dog needs to know its job. Your handling has to be good too to support your dog. And your plotting and your understanding of scent need to be in place. If you can't handle your dog well on veg, you're not going to do it on non-veg where the scent is less clear and where it can spread more. If you don't understand how scent works on non-veg, about scent pooling and scent flow, and even scent aging, scuffing and things like that, if you don't understand those things, you need to make sure you get instruction or understand them before you expect your dog to just go out and start working hard surface. And your dog needs to be motivated and understand the work and enjoy it so that you can achieve these short training sessions that introduce them to hard surface. So know, a lot of people make the mistake of getting out there without a plan, without that extra understanding that you need, and without really making sure you have a phenomenal foundation on veg before introducing the non-veg turn. So you'll notice that the topic of this podcast is the non-veg turn, but so far I haven't talked very much about the non-veg turn in formal tracking, specifically because the first step to a good non-veg turn is an awesome foundation. The other mistake that people make, in addition to not having that foundation in place and that clarity in your training, and not having the understanding of plotting and scent in urban areas, is that people don't plan ahead. So I often will do small little things with a vision of urban tracking in mind, so that when my dog reaches that stage, they've already had a little bit of positive exposure in some of their everyday tracks. And I maintain, so the fourth thing I want to say is maintain your dog's foundation on veg. A fourth mistake people make is to get involved in urban tracking and forget about the importance of tracking clarity and tracking foundations and kinetics and all of the basics that you can keep on good veg training. If you don't keep those things on veg, you're not going to keep them on non-veg. You're going to lose them. And the last thing is the concept of aging and conditions and distractions. If you want to have a good non-veg turn, you need to understand how much to age a track. And I actually don't age very much. I just let it age enough that some of the residual in the air has blown away. I want it to be fresh so that it doesn't spread very much and my dog can readily find the scent molecules along the curb or along where they've been displaced along the hard surface portion of the track. If you wait for too long, you can create larger scent pools that have spread and pooled up against edges that take your dog off of the initial hard surface track that you've laid. And this is why a three-hour-old UTDX is harder than a one-hour-old UTD where scent has not spread and pooled as much that draws the dog into scent traps and pulls them off the track. So you need to know all of those things before you even begin your preparation for formal non-veg turn training. So what I did with Micah was I did short little stations where we worked around curbs, around fences. Each station was rewarded with an article and lots of praise, but not so much praise that she got overexcited and forgot what she was doing. We also transitioned from veg into the edges of parking lots along curbs for long straight lines on the curb side of the parking lot, rather than up on the veg, and be very careful not to step up there so that you don't create any imprints. And you'll actually see your dog check the veg and then come back down and realize it's in the curb. And if there's any material in the curb, scuff it up as you walk along just to create a bit more scent for them to locate. And small little turns following the outline of the curb in the parking lot, with a reward and an article. So a reward being the article, and then some food along the way if you want to leave some dried food. There are problems with ants and things on parking lots, so I'm not always crazy about leaving too much food, and I usually try to stick more to something really short and an article, but I might put one piece somewhere along the way. It's amazing how well they do if you've got the foundations in place and they're motivated and you don't need to rely as much on food, and you can move more to articles and scuffing on hard surface. The other thing you can do is go up to a building and make a turn following a sidewalk, and that will teach your dog that they can track on non-veg but and make a turn, but not necessarily have a lot of options. So they go straight up to a building and make a left or a right turn. The other way to build confidence for the non-veg turn is to make use of features that hold scent. So curbs, buildings, sidewalks that are like rivers of scent, and just follow around sidewalks that curve around buildings. And again, you're doing what I call the hotel track. And it's not necessarily tracking with the nose down like we want, but it is creating that confidence in the dog that they can really do it and you're able to see it. So the non-veg turn eventually turns into something that goes out into a parking lot and turns seemingly in the middle. But we need to start our dogs on non-veg turns with these short little pieces where it's clear to you because you have visual markers like curbs, sidewalks, and buildings. And your dog has clarity because the scent is pooling along those edges. And once your dog is doing that work calmly and nicely, you can start graduating away from the edges and out into the parking lots. And that's a whole other lesson. So with my advanced dog bin, one of the things I'll be posting on the blog are some, what I consider more advanced turns, which are turns away from edges. So turn onto a parking lot from a narrow boulevard, and turns in big parking lots. And I also did some turns using vehicles as well for Ben. He finding scent through the vehicle, scent pooling. There's a big difference between a beginner UTD and the type of turn that those dogs do and the amount of surface that they have to travel and the amount of non-veg that you have in your track in a CKC test. And a UTDX, which has more complex turns, older scent, and a longer travel distance on parking lots. And that's something you can look up in the rules. But I talked about 5 mistakes people make. The other big one people make is trying to get to those mid parking lot, non-veg turns too quickly and losing the clarity for your dog. Plus, teaching your dog kinetically that every time they see a parking lot, they should rush out to the middle of it and look for something. And as a judge, I see that quite frequently, where the minute the handler and the dog see a parking lot, the dog is pushed out into it without really a lot of structure to the training or a lot of thoughtful scent work and nose down going on, overshooting of turns, and then a lot of wandering and hoping to luck into the right direction. That should not happen. Dogs can track on hard surface. Skills can be taught to our dogs, and we can handle them properly. I love to see a team that I know has built on solid foundations and taken their time to work up to those bigger hard surface turns. And you see the handling come into place. You see the line handling. You see the dog following scent, not just rushing out into the middle of a parking lot or being pushed out there by handling. And you see a beautiful indication of direction where everything else is dismissed and the dog is in the scent, following the scent. And to go right back to what I said at the beginning, dogs are extremely capable of this. Your dog can do this now. But to do it in a test, under pressure, and to follow the test rules and handle your line properly means building up to that with body language that you can read and knowing that your dog is on its job and understanding that it has to follow scent. And we do that by following the checklist. Make sure you've got all of those foundations in place, have a plan, work your plan, stick to your veg foundations, and introduce the non-veg turn with a thought process and a plan and a vision in mind. And I guarantee you'll have success, and your dogs will show you exactly what they can do, but you'll be working as a team. So good luck with the non-veg turn. that's the overview of my philosophy on hard surface training and its introduction. And maintain those foundations on veg. Happy tracking, and God bless. This is Donna signing out.